New York is poised for a first step in reopening businesses as Governor Andrew Cuomo announces that three regions of the state have met his criteria to begin a slow reopen. It'll start with some construction and manufacturing businesses as soon as this Friday. WXXI's Karen DeWitt has more.
The news comes as the rate of hospitalizations and fatalities from coronavirus continues to decline. The numbers are now near what they were in mid-March, before the worst of the present wave of the virus began. Cuomo says three regions of the state, the Rochester Finger Lakes area, the Southern Tier, and the Mohawk Valley, have met a list of seven criteria to begin reopening some businesses.
We start a new chapter today. In many ways.
In addition to construction and manufacturing industries, Cuomo says all retail shops in those regions can reopen for curbside pickup or in-store pickup. The criteria for partial reopening includes a 14-day decline in cases of COVID-19, as recommended in CDC guidelines. Hospitals in the region must have 30% of their beds open in case the virus spikes again, and there needs to be enough tests, 30 tests for every 1,000 residents, and enough contact tracers, 30 contact tracers for every 100,000 residents. Two other regions, Central New York and the North Country, have met six of the seven requirements, but they currently do not have the capacity for enough tests. The two regions might be able to begin reopening by Friday if they can demonstrate they have met that testing requirement. Cuomo also announced some statewide business reopenings for outdoor-based companies, including landscapers and gardeners. Some outdoor low-risk recreational sports facilities, like tennis courts, can reopen, and drive-in movie theaters will be allowed to show films. Many responsibilities for the gradual reopening now fall to the individual regions, Cuomo says. Businesses that want to reopen must submit plans to control boards made up of state and local officials to demonstrate that they can operate with safe social distancing and that they have enough personal protective gear, including masks and gloves, for their employees. And the governor says the control boards will closely monitor their health care systems in their regions to make sure that the reopenings don't raise the infection rates.
You're increasing the activity. You're watching the infection rate. You're watching the hospitalization rate. You see that start to tick up. You have to have a circuit breaker. Slow down the activity level because you're increasing the infection rate, and nobody wants to be there.
Cuomo admits that nobody knows how fast businesses can reopen and whether each phase of the planned reopenings will be sustainable. Other countries, including China, South Korea, and Germany, have had to retighten restrictions after partial reopenings led to a flare-up of the virus. There is no timetable yet for when regions that have had more incidents of the virus will begin to reopen. In the capital region, Western New York, Long Island, and the Hudson Valley, the number of new hospitalizations and deaths is not yet declining. In New York City, while there are fewer new cases and fewer fatalities than in the past, there's not enough free hospital beds to meet the reopening criteria. None of the regions currently have enough contact tracers, though they are expected to meet that requirement soon. Cuomo signed an executive order that extends the shutdown until June 7th, but he and his aides say a region could begin to reopen earlier than that if it meets all of the criteria. In Albany, Karen DeWitt, WXXI News.